Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
73437.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. May I have your first and last name?
Michael Finney, F-I-N-N-E-Y.
Have you placed an order for something?
Well, apparently, and I didn't even know I did. That's why I'm calling, because y'all took $59.89 out of my account when I was on the website for Home Depot.
Okay. This is a third-party call center. We do answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. So let's see if I can find the order. May I have your address?
6586 Red Oak Drive.
In the city and state?
Kingston, Oklahoma.
Okay. So on the account, I see you have the Bites Hub. It's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It looks like you were trying to win a Makita, and you got to that product page and clicked on that and ordered it.
All I did was they asked me if I wanted to pay $5 shipping, and I said, yeah. I didn't order any wellness thing. There's nothing. And I even went back and looked over the pages. It don't exist.
Okay. Well, that's what I see the here that was ordered when you were trying to win that contest. Did you want to, well, it's a fitness, it's a type of a wellness and health plan. Did you want to try it? We can reduce it to $20 for you.
I've already filed it with my bank and had my card discontinued.
Okay. Well, we can close the account now if you want to call us back and to discuss the charges or anything of that nature. The bank would need to call us back to let us know that the dispute has been dropped.
On there about doing the plan.
Okay. So we will close the account so you won't be charged next month. And, of course, if the dispute is dropped, you just need to have the company call us back and we can kind of help you with the charges you've incurred.
No, there won't be any charges. I appreciate your help, but there won't be any charges. I just got to get a new card.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Account is closed. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.